and the graves gape open and death strikes.
Hey, this is Anya.
And this is Peter.
And we're from Rock and Roll High School every first and third Wednesday at 8 p.m.
And you're listening to WGXC, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, baby. Wow.
These few dollars you lose here today, they're going to buy you stories to tell your children, your great-grandchildren.
We're in the money.
This is Cheryl Kay, host of the Jazz Disturbance and Situation Fluxus on WGXC, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The WGXC 90.7 FM 10 Years of Radio for Open Ears Pledge Drive is scheduled for Sunday, October 17th through Sunday, October 31st. And thanks to good people like yourselves, we're still here. WGXC is ever so close to securing sustained monthly funding. That's $5,000 a month. That'll eliminate pledge drives like these. As much fun as they tend to be. So while you're here, donate. WGXC.org/donate. And remember, there is never a bad time and it is never too early to support community radio. WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears. WGXC.org/donate.
All summer there are tours at the Hudson Athens Lighthouse every second Saturday of the month through October. You can visit the 1874 lighthouse that's in the middle of the Hudson River. The tours leaving from the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park in Hudson at 11 a.m., noon, 1 p.m., and 2 p.m., and from the Athens Village Riverfront Park at 11:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 1:30 p.m., and 2:30 p.m. That's the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Tours all summer on the second Saturday. And you can find out more on the WGXC Community Calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Inga Iverson of Philmont, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Larry Rulison reports in the Times Union that National Grid officials are predicting heating bills will rise 31% this winter. Kelly Smith, National Grid's New York gas pricing manager, said October 7th, and I quote, "This is the largest increase we've seen in many years," end quote. The cause? Capitalism, said Richard Meyer, Vice President of Energy Analysis, Markets, and Standards for the American Gas Association. He said, and I quote, "There's higher prices primarily due to the economic recovery. Because we are using more energy, we are using more natural gas, and demand has been going up, causing prices to rise," end quote. Demand has increased as the pandemic recedes. National Grid officials say they are not profiting from the price increases. National Grid spokesperson Patrick Stella said, and I quote, "It, gas supplies, is passed on directly to customers without markup," end quote. Regulations limit the company to make its profits on the so-called delivery of gas through its pipelines and delivery system to customers. Officials say National Grid's home natural gas delivery rates have only increased about $38 during the winter heating months since 2009. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Scott Atkinson reports for WWNY that Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill October 7th to provide drug treatment for addicts in prison. Hochul said, and I quote, "Why wouldn't we take advantage of that opportunity to invest in people, give them something as simple as medication to help them deal with their illness while they're incarcerated? Just like we'd make sure they have their diabetes drugs or their cancer drugs. What we're trying to do is remove barriers to treatment," end quote. Lewis County Sheriff Mike Carpinelli is running for governor as a Republican and denounced the new law. He said, and I quote, "I'm upset by it. I think it's a waste of taxpayers' money, and I think it's going to bring more problems to our jails across the state. It's the state's twisted way of trying to ensure more votes from the left side and, you know, pandering to that. There's not one minute that I think it's truly in their heart that they care about the person," end quote. In all, Hochul signed five bills October 7th to address the opioid problem in the state, including making it easier to find and possess overdose-treating drugs such as Narcan and a law which expands the number of crimes that can be referred for drug treatment. Read more about this story at the WWNY website. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that 52% of homes and 56% of businesses in Durham and Greene County currently lack access to broadband internet, a new report says. The Broadband Working Group of Durham Connect, the Comprehensive Plan Implementation Committee, unveiled a draft of the report at the town's meeting on October 5th. The report states, and I quote, "The internet has become a crucial part of our lives, just like roads, electricity, and the telephone, but many parts of Durham have no access to the internet or only have access that is expensive, slow, and unreliable. Only wired broadband, coaxial or fiber optic cable, which is available to most people throughout the U.S., can provide the speed and reliability necessary to transmit the data-rich solutions that they need from the internet," end quote. The report says that 49 of the 120 miles of roads within Durham will still not be wired for broadband this year, and at least 730 of 1,790 addresses don't have access wired broadband. The report says it would cost $1.52 million to wire all the Durham roads. Durham Supervisor Sean Marriott said the town board will read the report and decide on a course of action at the November town meeting. And you can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 63 degrees. There will be patchy drizzle Saturday night with a slight chance of showers after 5 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 51 degrees. And on Sunday, patchy drizzle with a slight chance of showers before 8 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 64 degrees. And isolated showers are expected on Sunday night. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 54 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Laura of Skodak Landing, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM. Listener-supported radio.
Number 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10.
Number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9,
9, 9.
Thank you. Walking down 39th on the way. number 7.
7.
7.
7.
7. 7.
Much past.
That was the band Low with the song White Horses from their 2021 album Hey What.
Number
six. From the 2021 album Painter's Winter, this is the song Happiness from the legendary jazz bassist William Parker, who's joined on reeds from Daniel Carter and drums from Hamid Drake.
Thank you.
William Parker on bass, Daniel Carter on reeds, and Hamid Drake on drums. The song's called Happiness. It's from William Parker's 2021 album, Painter's Winter, on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
five.
Here is brand new music from Food Man from Japan. His 2021 album, Yasuragi Land, is out, and this is Food Court from Food Man. Mm-hmm. Next, we hear Yodeling Slits from Aaron Dillaway and Lucretia Dalt, their 2021 album Lucy and Aaron. Next, we're going to tune in some brand new radio art from the British radio artist Scanner. 2021, he released the album Earthbound Transmissions, and this is the song Teledrone on the radio at WGXC. Thank you.
Number
one.
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 One. One.